Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Featured on this program are the swing-era big bands of Benny Goodman with Peggy Lee on vocals, Earl Hines, Erskine Hawkins, Red Norvo with Mildred Bailey, Artie Shaw, and Andy Kirk. Peggy Lee's career was jump-started by a case of being in the right place at the right time. In 1941, Helen Forrest, Benny Goodman's girl singer, quit after 2 years. Goodman was staying at the Ambassador Hotel in Chicago and caught the performance of an unknown 22-year-old singer in the Buttery, the hotel's nightclub. Of course, Goodman offered her a job, and the rest is history. Lined up are three songs by Peggy Lee with the Goodman Big Band in 1942. Johnny Mercer's If You Build a Better Mousetrap, a duet with Art London, Irving Berlin's I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean, and We'll Meet Again.
If you build a better mousetrap, grin a better grin, roll a better eye too, all the boys will try to chuck you neath a chin. If you make a better moon face when you're with the chicks, whisper better whispers, how you gonna miss persuading 5 or 6? That's a way to be successful. So I'm getting wise, kissing better kisses, saying sweeter nothings, lying bigger lies. And I'm teasing better teasers, squeezing better squeezers. Everything happens, but gee, why doesn't anything happen to me?
Back in your chairs, you unfortunate squares, while a lady tries to sell her way. Build a better mousetrap, bake a better bun, mix a better toddy, you'll have everybody coming on the run. If you wash a better window, sweep a better floor, climb a higher steeple, you'll have all the people knocking at your door. That's the way to be successful. So I'm getting wise, kissing better kisses, saying sweeter nothings, lying bigger lies. And I'm teasing better teasers, squeezing better squeezes. Everything happens, but gee, why doesn't anything happen to me?
We go for them, but they don't go for us.
Why doesn't anything happen to us? What's the matter with us?
Thank you.
back was my blue jacket answering me. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy. I can hear you calling, sailor boy. I threw a kiss in the ocean. It floated out on the sea. And from the ocean, a voice came back. 'Twas my blue jacket answering me. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, sailor boy, ship ahoy. Mm-hmm.
You've got Dr. Jazz going on your radio. Earl Hines was probably the most influential jazz pianist in history, as well as being a virtuoso. He was born into a musical family near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1903. He took classical piano lessons and by 12 was playing organ at his church. At 17, he moved to Pittsburgh to play with the Symphonian Serenaders, the first all-black orchestra to play on the radio. In 1925, he moved to Chicago, where he met Louis Armstrong at the pool table in the Black Musicians Union Hall. Armstrong replaced his wife, Lil Hardin, with Hines to play in his Hot Fives. They were soon divorced, no wonder. Together, Hines and Armstrong made some of the most important recordings in jazz history. In 1928, Hines formed a big band which became the house band at the Grand Terrace Cafe for 12 years. The place was a gangster hangout controlled by Al Capone. This band was broadcast live on the radio more than any other band. The Grand Terrace closed down in 1940, so Hines took his band on tour for the next 8 years. Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie were both members of this band for a while. Hines remained active in jazz until his death in 1983 at 79. This next set includes three instrumentals, all composed by Earl Hines: Rosetta, Cavernism, and Madhouse.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Erskine Ramsey Hawkins grew up poor in the African-American section of Birmingham, Alabama. His parents named him after Erskine Ramsey, an industrialist who was rewarding parents with bank accounts for naming their kids after him. That guy had an ego, huh? He bought his first secondhand trumpet by doing various odd jobs and began playing in street corner bands. Well, the rest is history. Let's play three instrumentals by the Erskine Hawkins Band in the early 40s, Riff Time, Blackout, and one dedicated to the future Dr. Jazz, titled, Hey Doc! Yeah. You've got Dr. Jazz and We Are Swingin'. Mildred Bailey was born Mildred Rinker in Teco, Washington in 1907. Her mother was a Coeur d'Alene Indian, and the family lived on a farm on the Coeur d'Alene Indian Reservation in North Idaho. Her father was a fiddler at the square dances, and her mother taught her to play piano and sing. When 13, the family moved to Spokane, Washington, where her brother, Al Rinker, became a friend of Bing Crosby's. Mildred moved to Seattle and soon became an established blues and jazz singer. Her brother and Bing were singing together in Spokane, and Mildred helped them get established in Seattle. Bing and Al joined Paul Whiteman as the Rhythm Boys, so Mildred joined too in 1929 through 1933. During this time, she met vibraphonist Red Norvo, and they were married in 1930. Norvo started his own band, which by 1938 grew into a big swing band, with Mildred at the microphone. They became known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. In the early 1940s, the band went into decline. They divorced in 1942, and Mildred's solo career did not take off. Mildred had become quite obese and suffered from serious diabetes. She also had a terrible temper and could swear like a trooper. Don't mess with Mildred. She passed away from diabetes and heart problems in 1951. She was only 44. You'll hear three songs by Mildred with Red Norvo and his orchestra. Johnny Mercer's Bob White, Hoagy Carmichael's Rockin' Chair, and Lover Come Back to Me.
Mr. Bob, don't you know things have changed? You're behind time with the melody you always sing. All the birds have their songs rearranged. Better get smart. What you gotta do today is swing. I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down if you can swing down. Give me those high notes. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the cob. Fake it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight.
Me that
slide round my rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, how long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of these troubles I'll see. Oh, rocking chair, gets it, judgment day.
Swinging with the Doctor. Artie Shaw was a shy individual, but was very outspoken. He was very critical of the music industry for not caring about creating quality music, just about producing music that will sell. He called swing-era fans musically illiterate morons. Still, he was one of the most popular band leaders, earning $60,000 per week at the height of his fame. This set will begin with a vocal by Helen Forrest, Comes Love, then Artie and his clarinet on two instrumentals written by Cole Porter. What Is This Thing Called Love and Begin the Begin.
A snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. A toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Like most swing bands in the late 1940s, the orchestra of Andy Kirk disbanded in 1948. Andy went on to a career in real estate and hotel management and lived to age 94. Here are a couple instrumentals from Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy, Benny Moten's Harmony Blues, and Duke Ellington's Ring Dem Bells.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.